Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of OEM TV. I'm Eric Mills, I do Windows Server Marketing at Microsoft. And if you are into storage, you have come to the right place, my friend, because we're going to be talking about Windows Server 2016 storage. We're going to be talking about S2D, Storage Spaces Direct, Storage Replica, and Storage Quality of Service, all in the next three episodes. It's going to be a three-part series, and I'm joined today by none other than the famous Keith Mayer. How are you doing, Keith?
Great, Eric. Thanks for having me today. Yeah, these next three episodes are going to be a storage bonanza for us. Yeah, that's great.
That's right. That's right. There's a lot of storage functionality in Windows Server 2016 that we don't talk about that much, but there's some good stuff in there. So I know that, you know, all the IT pros out there, they know how much money their company spends on storage, and it's a big deal. People spend a lot of money on storage, so it makes a lot of sense to talk about the storage functionality that we have in Windows Server 2016. It's going to blow some minds.
Yeah, I agree. You know, when I talk with IT professionals and even small and mid-sized organizations, as well as larger enterprise organizations, storage oftentimes accounts for as much as a third to even like approaching 40 to 50% in some cases of their IT capital budget. So it's a big area of cost, and I think the advancements in Windows Server 2016 around storage are going to help all size organizations be able to grow their storage footprint, take advantage of some of the cool new features we have for resiliency and performance, and at the same time, significantly reduce their storage costs.
That's right. Now you're talking their language. So this is going to be a three-part series, like I said. The first video right now, we're going to talk about Storage Spaces Direct. The second video in the series, we're going to talk about Storage Replica. And then the third video will be Storage Quality of Service. So buckle up. Let's dive right in. Let's talk about S2D, Storage Spaces Direct. Keith, what is Storage Spaces Direct?
Yeah, Storage Spaces Direct is an exciting extension of the work that we began in Windows Server 2012 and 2012 R2 around storage spaces. It's really software-defined storage, right? So instead of the traditional approach of having storage sitting in a SAN environment or in a NAS environment being shared across multiple servers, what Storage Spaces Direct allows is the ability to converge that storage by using inexpensive disk on your servers directly, and then Storage Spaces Direct basically builds a software storage bus that presents that storage across those servers as an aggregated pool of storage and provides built-in resiliency as well, so that as storage is written into those Storage Spaces Direct volumes that are presented, it can be mirrored across two or three nodes or use parity striping across a larger number of nodes, so that if you have a node failure or a disk failure, you have really the same level of resiliency that organizations have come to expect in storage area networks without the cost of storage area networking. And I found that, you know, for small and mid-sized environments, oftentimes IT budgets may be somewhat constrained, and those high-end SAN solutions may have been out of reach for those smaller organizations in the past. But with Storage Spaces Direct, it makes that type of shared storage functionality at very high performance levels available to really any size organization.
Okay, nice. Well, I have a million questions for you because Storage Spaces Direct is such an awesome feature. People are spending so much on storage now, and now with Storage Spaces Direct, they can build out their own storage solutions using industry standard servers, industry standard hard drives. Tell us more about how does it work? Like what do they buy and how do they build it up and what do they have when they're finished?
Yeah, definitely. So as you mentioned, it's industry standard servers and industry standard drives. It is important to make sure that the drives that you're placing in those servers are enterprise class drives. So I wouldn't go down to the local consumer IT place and buy consumer grade drives. Just from a reliability and performance level at the hardware itself, you definitely would want more of a business or enterprise class drive. But within each of the servers, you're generally installing a combination of SSD storage and hard disk storage. The SSD acts as a performance tier to cache write requests and read requests for very fast performance, And then the hard disks act as a capacity tier so that for that less frequently accessed storage, it can be moved down to magnetic disk for even cheaper access. For ultra performance, Storage Spaces Direct also supports some of the new NVMe technologies around, you know, bringing flash-based non-volatile devices directly onto the PCI bus, right? So instead of having to go through a SAS controller, for instance, to access SSD-based drives, NVMe has even, you know, closer, lower latency access to high-speed storage. So it works really well for that, for ultra-high performance. And the performance numbers that we're seeing with Storage Spaces Direct, you know, our storage engineering teams have done extensive testing with customers and also some big internal workloads as well. And we're seeing numbers like, you know, up to 5 million aggregated IOPS for smaller storage block requests and, you know, as much as 60 gigabytes per second for larger block requests. So based on your storage profile of your applications and the block sizes they're using, you're going to get some awesome, pretty awesome performance.
Yeah, that's great. And so costs are low, performance is amazing. 5 million IOPS, that's pretty exciting. I can use SSDs, traditional spindles, and NVMe drives all together to tier the different layers for maximum performance. And how does this compare to traditional SANs that people are accustomed to buying?
Yeah, so it offers a lot of the same traditional features of a storage area network or a SAN shared storage set of arrays, without that expense. So as you put as you span the storage pools with Storage Spaces Direct across multiple physical servers with multiple drives, Storage Spaces Direct automatically identifies those servers as separate fault domains and allows the storage rights to be distributed across them for resiliency purposes. And just like in a storage area network where you can scale your storage area network by adding additional shelves of disk or additional storage processors, in a Storage Spaces Direct environment, the scale is done by adding more servers and more drives. From an ultimate scale standpoint, you can scale a single Storage Spaces Direct cluster up to 16 hosts and up to a little over 400 drives for, you know, petabytes of storage in a single Storage Spaces Direct cluster. It's awesome from a scalability, performance, and resiliency standpoint. And then, you know, just like in a SAN environment where you take that pool of storage and then you present it to multiple servers, the way that works with Storage Spaces Direct is in one of two models. Storage Spaces Direct provides a converged model where you'd have your Storage Spaces Direct cluster presenting its storage over a high-speed network using our scale-out file server role in Windows Server 2016, which takes advantage of the advancements in the SMB3 protocol to be able to drive very fast, very low latency network requests over SMB for high-speed access to storage by using technologies like SMB Direct, potentially, and SMB Multi-Channel. So you can use scale-out file server to take this pool of storage and present it to multiple servers within your environment. Storage Spaces Direct, though, also supports a hyper-converged strategy. So if you're specifically using Storage Spaces Direct for Hyper-V virtualized clusters on Windows Server 2016, you can bring the storage even closer to the VMs by installing Hyper-V on the same servers that are presenting the Storage Spaces Direct cluster of storage, and then your VMs have direct local access to your Storage Spaces Direct pool without having to go over SMB3. So you've got a choice of how you present that, either in a converged, which is more traditional CN type of approach, or in a hyper-converged strategy for even faster access for virtualized environments.
Right, and I know people are really they're excited about both of these two models for deploying S2D, specifically within hyperconverged. You know, something that people don't quite realize is every server can see every disk in the cluster. So I'm not restricted to just those disks in my physical server. When I build out those virtual pools, they can span the disks in multiple servers.
Yeah, so, exactly.
I mean, that's like a nirvana of storage in S2D.
Yeah, definitely. And it's important to note that unlike some older technologies where you can make data available across multiple servers that involve replication asynchronously between servers, storage basis direct is not a storage replication technology. It's multi-write. So as you write a block of data, storage spaces direct is ensuring that those blocks of data are being written across multiple servers and multiple disks for resiliency in a synchronous manner for zero data loss in within that cluster. So even if you have a node go down, you still have the data presentable and accessible from the alternate copies that have been synchronously written on the other nodes.
Right. I want to ask you about RAID also, because I think a lot of people are accustomed to using RAID for, you know, just hard drive redundancy. How does RAID fit into S2D?
Yeah, so for it's a good question. So hardware level RAID isn't necessary with S2D because of the multi-write technology that we had talked about. And so even if you have RAID controllers in your servers that you want to leverage storage spaces direct for, we commonly recommend that you go into the firmware of those controllers and disable the RAID intelligence so that they're essentially just acting as a straight-through SAS HBA in that case. And then based on the size of your storage spaces direct cluster, when you enable S2D, it automatically figures out based on the number of nodes that you have how to enable a multi-write approach. So if you have just two nodes in your S2D cluster, it'll do dual writing, right, of each of those writes across both nodes. If you have three nodes, it'll do triple writes across each of the nodes. So node one, two, and three will have a copy of every write synchronously written to it. As you scale beyond three nodes, up to 16 nodes, then it starts going into a parity write calculation as it writes across the nodes to reduce the overhead of writing across a large number of nodes, but still provide you with resiliency. So that parity calculation is in some ways similar to like a RAID 10, RAID 5, RAID 60 type hardware level RAID at a disk level, but it's really elevated up at more of a multi-node storage spaces direct level instead.
Right.
So it's sort of like RAID across nodes in a way you could think of it as, although it's done at the storage spaces direct software bus level.
That's beautiful. So we don't need RAID any longer. The
right.
S2D is going to take care of the RAID, all the redundancy and the parity for you. All you have to do is, you know, buy the servers, put the hard disks in, install Windows Server 2016 Data Center Edition, because this is going to be a Data Center Edition only feature. And then you have everything you need to build out these awesome high-performance, low-cost storage solutions. How nice is that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really awesome. I encourage everyone to check it out. There's some great resources that I'm sure we'll be making available through the Orca site to learn more about Storage Spaces Direct, but it's definitely one of the big selling features that we're finding a lot of interest from customers around with Windows Server 2016.
All right, cool. Well, where should people go if they want to learn more about S2D? Is there a specific place besides Orca, which is aka.ms/ORCA? Aside from Orca, where should people go to learn more about S2D?
Yeah, definitely. So I would definitely look at the TechNet site, technet.microsoft.com. In the Windows Server 2016 library, there's lots of details about how Storage Spaces Direct works at a technical level, and also the implementation of Storage Spaces Direct. So a great resource. And then for performance testing resources, out on blogs.technet.com, our storage engineering team has some great storage results that you can browse through on the Windows Server Storage blog.
Great. I know people are going to want to check out the 5 million IOPS. That's pretty exciting. All right, well, that wraps it up for this episode of OEM TV. This first storage episode was on Storage Spaces Direct. Stick around next. We're going to talk about storage replica. Keith, as always, thank you so much for your knowledge and joining the show.
Thanks so much, Eric.
All right, we'll see you next time on OEM TV.